questions, feel free to ask.
Hi, thank you for
Okay.
calling. Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, this is Emma. I have Diane Stevens on the line with us. Can you take the call, please?
Diane? Yeah, hi. Diane?
Yes, hi.
Hi, so thank you. I'll take it from here. Again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see
Okay.
if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I did, but they haven't been in contact for like a year, so.
Okay, did you sign with them?
Well, no, I did not sign with them. They were supposed to call me after that, and they
Okay.
never really did, so.
Okay. So you're not with the firm then? You just spoke to someone?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, I just spoke to somebody.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I live in Arizona.
Okay. No worries. And what was your injury or diagnosis after taking the Depo-Provera?
I got a melanoma, whatever it's called, and then I have a malignant brain tumor.
Okay. So where was it located in your body?
I think that it was the melanoma, whatever it's
Is
called,
it
was in my,
meningioma?
yeah, that. And
Okay.
that was in my left spinal something or other. I can't really remember. I'll have to look it up.
What part of your
And then the
body?
brain tumor, in my head, in my brain.
Brain. Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were
Okay.
diagnosed with that? What year?
In 2017.
2017. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo-Provera?
No, I don't. It was just me that got it, so.
Okay, no worries. And then next year we'll go through the Depo-Provera information. Did you receive the Depo pill or was it the Depo-Provera shot?
The shot.
Shot, okay. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes, I believe I did. Yes.
Yeah, okay. And can you confirm within 1 year? Did you have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, what year estimately you first started using it?
I first started using it way back in, I think it was like 98. And
Okay.
then I did it like every year or every 3 months after that until I got, decided to have my son.
Okay.
So.
What year was did you stop taking it, do you think?
I think that it was in 2000, and I don't know exactly the year. I think that it was, my youngest was 07, so it was probably in 05.
05. Okay. So 7 years roughly total.
Yeah.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said you were
Okay.
diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Okay, perfect. And then can you spell your first name for me?
DYAN.
Okay, and then your last name?
STEVENS.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the contact information, it looks like there was an email that came through here too. So it looks like it's your first name, last name, dot ds at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then it's the 520-653-8753. Is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
It's 4100 North Romero, Romero Road, Lot 153, Tucson, Arizona, 85705.
Okay, and it was Lot 153?
Correct.
Okay. Lot one. Okay, perfect. And then next year, the medical information. Was the depot administered by the doctor or by yourself?
By the doctor.
Doctor, okay. And you said you were on it for roughly 7 years, 4 shots per year. So it'd be roughly like 28 times.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't do math.
Yeah, it's okay. And the doctor or facility that you were getting the shots at, do you remember the doctor or a hospital?
I don't remember. I remember it was, I think it was Bryan, Bryan, Medical Group.
Medical Group in what
and
city?
I think Bryan, Ohio.
Oh,
Bryan, Ohio.
Bryan, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
oh,
then,
it did come through here. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's on High Street.
West yes. Street?
Okay.
One yes, it is. Okay. But I don't remember my doctor's name, and I know I did it in.
We'll
okay.
do. Just the facility, and then.
I'm sorry.
Next here okay. The. Bear with me. We'll do the diagnosing location. Do you know where you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
Tucson, Arizona, at the Center of Neuroscience.
Center of Neuroscience?
Yes.
On River Road?
Yes.
That's the one.
And my doctor's name was Ryan, wait, Reynolds. Adam Reynolds.
Adam Reynolds.
Terrible name. Yeah.
That's okay.
And he had a partner named Dean Bronson. Branson? Branson. Bransson.
Okay. And bear with me here.
So is that what caused all this? I mean, I don't know. Is that depot shot?
What was it?
I said, is that what caused my brain tumor? Is the depot shot for sure? I mean, I don't know.
Well, they're finding that's what the lawsuit's for. They found there's a correlation. They found evidence based on the chemicals in the depot shot that it was causing these brain tumors,
okay.
The meningiomas. Mm-hmm. So. And then, bear with me, was Adam Reynolds, Dr. Adam Reynolds, also your treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And for the method of diagnosis, was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis or received prior radiation? No. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
They gave me, I think they, I'm not
like
even
surgery,
sure. They
chemo?
Yeah, they took it out, I believe, yeah.
Any chemo or radiation?
I did not. No, I didn't do any chemo or radiation, I don't
just
think.
Surgery.
But I lost a year. I had memory loss for a whole year.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if they did anything then, and I had an appointment with him, but I couldn't make it, so I had to make another appointment with him.
Okay. Were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think
did
so.
You...
I guess that within that year.
Okay. Did you have any family history of meningiomas?
No.
Okay. And there would be a medical record showing your diagnosis, at least with a doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay. And... they will request the records, but they do want to know in case they are needing assistance. Are you able to provide them electronically or via mail?
Yeah, I can do that.
And do you have access to your MyChart login by chance?
I do, I think. Yeah, I do.
Okay, and then the emergency
and if not,
contact?
I can just call you.
Okay, perfect.
My husband?
Your husband? Does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and then?
His name is Dave.
Dave?
J-A-Y.
Oh, sorry. Same last name?
It's okay. Yes.
Okay, and then his phone number?
520-668-6259.
Okay, perfect. And then bear with me here. For the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
9/5/75.
And again, it was 9/5/1975?
Correct.
Okay, and then your social?
284-600-0599.
And again, it was 284-600-0599?
Correct.
Okay, and then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, I prefer text. I don't really get on my emails, so.
Okay, no worries.
If you have a link, I can do that, but I can't.
Okay.
I can't figure technology out.
Let me go ahead and get the forms sent over to you. I'm just going to put you on
okay.
a brief hold while I prep them up, okay? So bear with me here.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
One
you.
Moment.